This part of the program being brought to you by FHN. It's time for Dial-A-Doc, brought to you by FHN. And we're joined today on Dial-A-Doc with President and CEO Mark Gridley. Mark, hey, good morning. Thanks for joining me today on Dial-A-Doc.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely. Always happy to have you. And next week is National Hospital Week. That's May 11th through May 17th. National Hospital Week. Can you tell us what this is all about?
Sure. I'd be happy to. It's the nation's largest healthcare event to recognize the over 5,000 hospitals, healthcare systems, and medical networks and others who provide care to the community. It began in 1921 when a magazine editor suggested that more information about hospitals might alleviate public fears about the shrouded institutions of the day back then. Of course, hospitals today are increasingly more transparent, and it's easy for consumers to find out anything they want to know about their providers and the healthcare institutions themselves.
What is the theme this year of National Hospital Week, and how do you think that theme applies at FHN?
The theme across the nation is we are healthcare, and when we bring it back to make it more local, I think what it sells is a sense of ownership that each one of us working in a healthcare system has. It really is about the commitment of providing care that we'd want for our own family. And in fact, for us locally, we are taking care of our family. We're taking care of friends and neighbors. And it's really important in the rural settings that we don't lose sight of that. So that we are healthcare, I think it's a great opportunity to have that sense of ownership and that pride in the work that we're doing and, you know, be grateful for the privilege that we have for caring for people from conception all the way through the end of life.
You mentioned taking care of family and taking care of neighbors. How long has FHN Memorial Hospital been taking care of patients in Northwest Illinois?
Well, I'm pretty proud to say that there's been a hospital on an ongoing basis since 1902 here in Freeport, Illinois, and serving the greater community area as well. For those that are really more of those historians, there's a website link that they could learn a lot more, but I'll just share a couple of dates that should be interesting. So we started out as the Globe Hospital in 1902, and it was a 40-bed facility on Upper Stevenson Street, just here in Freeport, very accessible for the local community. In 1904, they opened a school of nursing, and then in 1924, the Deaconess Society of the Evangelical Church actually purchased the Globe Hospital for a whopping $22,500, and they changed the name to the Evangelical Deaconess Hospital. That lasted for quite some time. In 1960, the original hospital was demolished, and there was a new wing that was added, and that's when it actually was changed to Freeport Memorial Hospital. In 2003, because we became more of a larger network through the community, we changed our name to FHN, just more accurately reflects the dedication to caring for a lot of families across Northwest Illinois, not just in Freeport and Stevenson County. And after that, we changed the name to FHN Memorial Hospital. And so really, FHN overall, it remains locally owned since that time, and decisions are made locally based on personal experience by our board of directors and the people working here who really are looking at how do we make the best impact for our community.
It's Dial-A-Doc, and today on Dial-A-Doc, I'm talking with FHN President and CEO Mark Gridley. Mark, FHN is, like you were just talking about, much more than just FHN Memorial Hospital. Where does FHN operate, and what type of services are offered?
Well, we have a large range of services, but we have sites and locations throughout Northwest Illinois, including Stevenson County, Joe Davies, Carroll County, Ogle, and Winnebago County. We have the Leonard C. Ferguson Cancer Center here at FHN Memorial Hospital, along with 11 other healthcare centers offering primary care and specialty care needs. We have hospice. We have a joint venture with Physicians Immediate Care. And we're glad to be able to say we take care of about 1,500 people a day to help them with their healthcare needs.
Each spring, you also celebrate FHN Pride Week. What does that involve?
So for Pride, it really is celebrating our caregivers, recognizing the employees that we have, really activities to just say thank you to many of those individuals. Last evening, we had a recognition event, and we're proud to say we've got people that have been on our team for 55 years, so really going a good amount of time. And Pride is an acronym in healthcare, and it means being patient-centered, respect, dignity, compassion, being innovative, delivering excellence every person every time with empathy, and then overall engagement.
What are some of the great things going on at FHN?
Well, we always have something going on. I'm pretty excited that we have some new providers, new physicians that are coming to FHN. We have a new orthopedic surgeon that's coming later this month. We've got some great work going on in our cardiology cath lab. Great team there doing some outstanding type of procedures. And FHN is now offering total ankle replacements with podiatry, which is something new for our area. We have a new family practice physician, Dr. Young, who's joined us. So we are always growing and trying to provide some new services to our community. And so it was so much going on, but our website and listening to programs like this are great ways to stay informed of all we have happening.
We're talking today with FHN President and CEO Mark Gridley. Mark, you mentioned earlier that FHN is a locally owned organization. Tell us what that means for FHN and also for the community.
I think what's most important is that we have local people making decisions about healthcare in our community. So it's a group of individuals that are volunteers. They live in our community. They serve as our board of directors. And when it makes the tough times of making decisions, they're putting themselves in the patient's place because they know they're coming here and receiving care. They know that their loved ones are receiving care here. So it really does put the heart at the root of that decision making, as well as a commitment to, you know, long-term sustainability of healthcare. It's a great responsibility, and by having people that are actually receiving care at the facility and that live in this area, there's a greater insight and understanding about what's important for us right now so that we can keep focused on.
Not only are your is your board involved in the community, but so are FHN employees. They're also very involved in the community. What are some things that FHN folks are doing right now, and what are some of the types of things that FHN is involved with?
Well, I'm glad that you asked that question. Our employees are really the heart of the organization, and they're your neighbors, your friends. These are people that are serving on local community boards. They're helping to support health fairs throughout our communities. They're helping us with fundraising through our Festival of Trees events, our Healthy Heart Hustle 5K, doing health screenings, first aid stations throughout different areas of festivals and fairs, participating in parades. So lots of really good outdoor activities, as well as things behind the scenes, trying to improve awareness about healthy living and lifestyles, and contributing back in many civic capacities to the organization and also the municipalities in which they live.
How can listeners find out more about all the great things that FHN has to offer?
Well, of course, listening to radio interviews like this one. And then also we make a purposeful effort to put out our Insight magazine to a very large geography that talks about stories of our caregivers and the role in the community, as well as other FHN events. But one of the best places to find the most current information is FHN.org, so our website.
And Mark, before I let you go, what can listeners do to help at FHN?
I think the best thing that anybody can do is to refer family and friends to our organization. So when people take the time to refer their family and friends, that's a symbol of trust, and we want to make sure we deliver on that trust. Means that people are providing the confidence in our caregivers. And that could be not only coming for services, but even coming to work with us and joining our team. So we'd love to have more people working locally within our communities. We have lots of opportunities for volunteer services, ways to contribute to our FHN Foundation. And our foundation, by the way, every dollar that comes into the foundation goes back out into the community to our services and our programs. So there's no administration fees taken out of that. Every dollar goes right back to the community. And of course, coming out and enjoying our events, I enjoy meeting people and having conversations. So look forward to seeing some folks then.
FHN President and CEO Mark Gridley talking partly about National Hospital Week next week. Hey, Mark, thanks for joining me today on Dial-A-Doc. Looking forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Appreciate the opportunity again. Have a wonderful day.
Hey, you too. FHN President and CEO Mark Gridley here today on Dial-A-Doc.